Proclamation number 7852 of 16th of March, 1961. Knowledge of the spiritual motives of the work of redemption. It is up to you yourselves how you will engage in my work of redemption, for your will is free. I will not force a person to take the path to the cross, he is to walk it on his own. But I will always make sure that he receives the knowledge about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, because the path to him is also the path to me, who accomplished the act of salvation myself in the human being Jesus. And this knowledge must correspond to the truth, for it is not enough to merely mention an event whose significance is not made comprehensible to you. Nor is it enough to look at it from an earthly human point of view, for profound spiritual motives were the reason why the man Jesus walked across earth and suffered the most bitter suffering and finally the most agonizing death on the cross. And these spiritual motives will give you light and now also determine your will to acknowledge him and consciously avail yourselves of the blessings of the act of salvation if only you are of good will. If this knowledge is presented to you incomprehensibly, then you will never recognize and acknowledge him as your redeemer from sin and death. For only the pure truth will bring you the right light as soon as you take a stand on it. And since I long for your return to me, who embodied myself in the man Jesus in order to redeem you humans, I will also always make sure that you are instructed in the truth about him, because I want you to take the path to the cross, that you also carry your guilt of sin there, that you also appeal to him for forgiveness of your guilt. For then you will also take the path to me, your God and Father from eternity, and you will return to your Father's house. But in the end time my adversary rages, and he fights with all means against it, that it becomes light in you. In the last days the image of the Divine Redeemer fades more and more among people. They don't know or recognize him, they don't know the significance of his earthly life. They often completely doubt his existence or they reject everything they are told without any reservations and don't know that they also reject me myself with him, for he and I are one and I myself came to earth in Jesus in order to release you humans from my adversary's control. But he wants to stop everything that could give you humans clarity, he wants to block the path which leads to me. And therefore he also wants to eradicate from you humans all knowledge, all truth about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. He wants to induce you to deny him. He wants to cause you to deny him in order to keep you under his control from which, however, Jesus Christ would like to release you and can do so if you are of the same will to be released by him and approach me myself in Jesus to help you and redeem your guilt of sin. And again I will therefore address you humans and again point out the act of salvation and its significance to you. I will enlighten you and make the spiritual motives of my human manifestation in Jesus comprehensible to you. I will instruct you in the truth, because this alone can bring you the right light. And again I will admonish you to take a stand yourselves on the spiritual knowledge conveyed to you, so that you will find the right path, the path to the cross. For no other path leads to beatitude, you must take the path Jesus took, you must follow him and he will truly open the gates to beatitude for you, he will not leave you in darkness, he will release you from the adversary's power, for if you take the path to him you will also take the path to me, who is myself and him when he accomplished the act of salvation. You come to me, who manifested myself in Jesus, in order to be able to be visible to you, my living creations. Only ever let yourselves be instructed in truth and then you will also be drawn to me, whom you only learn to love through truth and who constantly draws you to himself through his love, who will not rest until you have returned eternally. Until you have become mine and will now remain mine forever. Amen.